This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Sony hack story continues apace. Threats by the group claiming credit that they are going to release more internal Sony documents and information. Also that very bad things might happen if the movie opens on schedule Christmas Day. Lost in all of that, though, are some more basic questions. Like, how did this happen in the first place? Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here with some of the nuts and bolts. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
All right, without getting deep into the coder and computerese of this thing, how does a hacker get access to emails?
Okay, so it's usually about phishing or spear phishing, right? You've heard of this.
They
send you an email.
PH,
it looks very official. They get you to click on something. Maybe they want you to read a script that Sony might be interested in. It comes from the outside. And, Kai, how do you access your email usually?
I go to Outlook or whatever it is, and I click on the folder, on the thing.
Right. But also, right. Your computer actually has a folder on your desktop
right.
with all of your email in it, deleted, drafts, sent, yeah. received, etc. And once you're a hacker and you actually use a spear phishing or a phishing attack to get somebody, you can actually just hop to another computer on the system and go from employee to employee, access all of that email, and then
no way. So it only takes one sucker to torpedo the whole thing?
It only takes one.
Wow.
And that's why this is the most common and also the most successful form of hacking.
Is that part of why it's so hard for Sony to fix this thing? Because it's still going.
It's part of it. Now, you may have seen these reports. It sounds really bad inside Sony right now. There are reports suggesting Sony employees are actually using fax machines to communicate. They're calling each other on phones. You can't use certain Wi-Fi hotspots until they've been replaced. People are passing notes. Now, the scary thing for Sony is that hackers still appear to have access to some of the computers within the company's system. And, Kai, have you ever heard of a wiper?
No, but I imagine it just zeroizes the hard drive. Right.
It wipes hard drives after stealing all of their information. So basically, a ton of employees are having their entire computers erased. And that's why this is such a huge issue for the company.
Is this hack different than other email hacks? I mean, it certainly seems cataclysmic is not an unfair word.
It's not. But something we should remember, 90 to 95% of hacking attacks we never hear about. Because companies try to deal with them as privately as possible. And they're usually about either stealing money or stealing intellectual property. This hack is different. It is a naming and shaming hack. It is a hack designed specifically to ruin the lives of Sony employees by basically exposing all of their private information. And that's the kind of thing that's really scary. This is the nuclear option that companies face when they get hacked. And this is a perfect example.
Obviously, it's different from the Target and Home Depot thing, right, where they got social security numbers and maybe some personally identifying information.
Is it at physical locations, too.
Right. Is it technologically different? Have different things happened inside the computer guts?
Well, that's part of what we don't know yet. There have been a couple different theories. Some people think that there's been help from inside the organization. Other people think it was just a straight old-fashioned phishing attack. As far as the technological part of this, I think really the thing we have to remember is that it's a special malware program that was written just for Sony. This isn't your average hacking malware program. It's something really special, just designed to do this to this company. And that's part of why it is so bad, because it's unique.
It's a crazy story. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Kai.